The culinary community in Sonoma County is among the first to rise to the top when it comes to joining in and figuring out what to do and how to feed those who need to be fed in a situation that's anything like this. Certainly, that is true of Kyle Connaughton. He is the chef and owner of Single Thread Restaurant in Healdsburg. And Chef, good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Pat.
Yeah, 3 Michelin stars, and obviously the restaurant is closed down because of the shelter-in-place order. And so you and your wife, Katina, and the whole crew at Single Thread have redirected your efforts. Tell us how.
Fortunately or unfortunately, you know, we have, experience with really cooking in times of need, like
yes.
as you said in your intro, from the fires and from the 2017 fires, was born a really amazing organization here in Sonoma County called Sonoma Family Meal, and we have been cooking with them and helping to raise money with them sort of off and on since 2017. So as soon as it was sort of really obvious that we were going to be closing down, we got into contact with Heather there and said, hey, look, we've got product, we've got cooks, we have a farm, let's start cooking. We know there's going to be a need here. And what we did essentially was start directing generous donors and working with different wineries in the area to begin donating money to a fund within Sonoma Family Meal that would allow for us to purchase ingredients and keep staff working and keep ordering from the farms and local artisans so we could be producing about 200 meals a day within Sonoma County. So that gets distributed out from Sonoma Family Meal, goes to Corazon, Healdsburg, Great Day Center, Council on Aging, and a number of different groups who are receiving that food. And we've been sort of able to continue to go along with this, as well as doing the takeaway meals at night at Single Thread. And guests who are ordering our takeaway meals online also have the ability to donate towards the creation of these donation meals. But we've had some really amazing donors come along to really expand the program, namely John Jordan of Jordan Winery and
fantastic.
John Jordan Foundation, and a lot of matching donations that have now allowed for actually 11 other Sonoma County restaurants and counting to get onto a very similar program. So as the need grows, so does the meal production.
It's pretty striking when we see some of the numbers coming out, even from the folks at the Redwood Empire Food Bank, who are saying that the fires were nothing compared to the need that exists right now and will continue to exist moving forward because of this pandemic. And Kyle, it's a certainly that the chefs in Sonoma County know how to work together, as you said, very well. But this is a different kind of partnership and involves the County of Sonoma this time around.
Yeah, the County of Sonoma has really recognized the work of Sonoma Family Meal and become involved as well as supporting these efforts. And, you know, as you said, this is kind of a need on multiple levels. I mean, obviously we're having the need, and the need always does exist, to get, food to communities, certain communities within Sonoma County as well as all over. But, thinking here close to home where that need is, and obviously that need is growing as more and more people are out of work with seniors who really have to observe a very strict quarantine and are in their homes, that that need begins to continue to grow exponentially. But with restaurants closed, with all of our restaurants closed as small businesses, it's very difficult for us to sustain and maintain ourselves, and obviously then that falls to our staff who won't be working, and then the farmers who have things in the field and they don't have their restaurants and their normal outlets for sale. So, there's layers to
the tentacles are far reaching. Yes.
Yeah. And we're trying to address, multiple layers here at one time that is obviously much different than during the fires.
And when we think of Single Thread, obviously the premier restaurant really in Sonoma County, and a lot of us, you know, think maybe someday we'll be able to go to Single Thread and experience that kind of meal. And that experience is now being, you know, had by a couple hundred people a day, thanks to you. Good job.
Yeah, well, thanks. I mean, obviously, it's much different than how and what we cook at a normal nightly basis. But, you know, the thing is, you know, we're farmers, we're chefs, you know, we love hospitality. We take care of people. It's what we do. And sure, on a normal night when we're open, that's in a more celebratory, you know, fine dining kind of setting. But you know, in this instance and in other instances, you know, where there's a need, where we want to be there to help address that need in our community. At the end of the day, we want to cook food and take care of people. And we know that that's what's needed. And people need, you know, good food, nutritious food, you know, good, you know, ingredients. We need to think about people's well-being. We need to think about their state of mind. We need to think about their, you know, the nutrition and they're boosting their immunities. And, you know, and it's very important that, you know, people are obviously worried on a lot of different levels, as we all are. But we need, you know, people need good food and they need it served with dignity to them. And that's what we're there to provide.
And Chef, I know that that you're not working alone in the kitchen at Single Thread. Have you been able, because of this project, to retain any of your employees that would have otherwise lost work?
Yeah, so we have about 25% of the staff that we've retained between doing the donation meals and doing the takeout in the evening. So every night we have a different menu that's available through our booking website that guests can go on and pre-purchase and pick up then at night. So we have a no contact pickup system. We have everyone who's working is working under a very, very strict quarantine, because we're thinking about the safety of all of our guests, whether it's donation meals or who's picking up. So you know, between those two things, we've been able to, you know, retain a good group of our staff and keep them working for the community.
That's fantastic. And with that in mind, I'll ask you another question that affects so many small businesses at large, certainly restaurateurs throughout the North Bay. And that is, you know, this stimulus package, which does provide a lot of money. It looks like a lot of money up front anyway, for small business loans, and a lot of possibilities that might help businesses like yours stay in business and stay solvent enough until this all clears up. How has that process been for you so far in terms of trying to avail yourself of those resources?
Sure, I mean, that's a great question. You know, I think it's very difficult. Obviously, all those you know, those systems are being overloaded very, very quickly. I mean, that's very clear that you have, you know, millions of people trying to move on these things, you know, quickly, and understanding that there's only, at least for now, a finite amount of funds available. So it's definitely certainly something we're working to take advantage of. And I have some great people within our organization who are focusing just on that, so that I can focus on, you know, serving the community more. But it's definitely, there's definitely a lot of hoops to jump through, and it's a tough situation. But I think that for small businesses, it's going to struggle to make it through that without, you know, one of these types of resources. And, you know, with the PPP loans, you know, it's also allowing to bring more, you know, staff and take care of you know, of the payroll.
Yeah.
Obviously, businesses, you know, especially like ours who handle food, need to be able to do that and reinstate people in a safe way, you know, not bring back people, you know, too early who have been out sort of in the world for, you know, a few weeks. So there's a lot of considerations with it, but you know, I feel optimistic about our outlook in terms of, you know, a strategy to reopening and how that will look. I mean, we don't know what that looks like yet, but we can sort of imagine a staged approach to reopening. But, you know, I do worry about small businesses in our area and all over, In particular, the restaurant and the small independent restaurant owners. And,
yeah.
And as this sort of clears up, it's really going to be important for, for everyone, to support their small independent businesses in restaurants and help them get back on their feet.
Well, you can bet that we are going to continue to beat that drum when the time comes, Chef. And one more question. So much about this, Chef Kyle, does not have an end date to it. There are only question marks at the end of it about how long this thing is going to last. Are you prepared and are you able to stay in this community endeavor to keep people fed throughout? Are you engaged in it for the long haul?
Yeah, we're very committed to it. It's incredibly important, not only for us and for the community. I mean, for us, it's part of our own, I think, mental health to do this, to feel that we're doing something and not sitting home and doing nothing. As long as we can do that safely, we'll continue to do it, because we know and we interact with that need on a daily basis. We're committed to it. We've had some really generous donors and some great winery partners all throughout Sonoma County. It's a very long list who are supporting these efforts, and it's just great to see. And it's our favorite part of being here in Sonoma County is how much this community comes together to support each other, and how much they recognize that it takes the whole community for everyone's success.
Indeed.
on all different levels. So people have been stepping up in major ways, and it's allowing for not only for us to continue on with this process for the long haul. And by the way, we expect to continue to do this through a reopening. We will continue to do this even when we're back in normal operations, because that need is not going to go away. And so not only are we committed to it, through the reopening, we're committed to it for the long haul. And I think a lot of other people as well. Anyone who's interested in learning more or helping donate funds and to help Sonoma Family Meals operations can go to sonomafamilymeal.org, and we can see a lot about the great work that Heather and everyone there is doing, and then you can see ways to support the efforts of we have 11 restaurants in Sonoma County that are coming online with this this same program that we modeled out. And I expect that number to grow as the need, grows. But, obviously it takes support and it takes funding to help to make that happen.
Well, our hats off to you and all of the folks up at Single Thread, and certainly all the other participating restaurants and Sonoma Family Meal, Heather Irwin, of course, and Chef Kyle. Look forward to the day when I can come up and sit down at one of your tables up there.
Thanks. I do as well.
All right, that is Chef Kyle Connaughton from Single Thread Restaurant, one of the major contributors to our efforts to keep everybody fed during this pandemic.